What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Monday, November 12th, and happy Veterans Day. Thank you to everyone who has served in the United States Armed Forces, and to everyone listening, never forget. Our top stories for the day. Pat's going to take one about California wildfires and their horrible weekend in California in general.
Yeah, California's shit's fucked up right now.
Yeah, bad time right now. All right, Wes is going to do one about El Chapo promising not to kill his jurors.
I don't really believe him.
Mark's going to take one about putting Uganda in the soft corner for jailing people who star in pornography.
They're trying to keep our dick soft or their dick soft, so we're going to put them in the soft corner.
Nice. And I'll take us through some other headlines. Take it away, Pat.
All right. California is on fire in a bad, bad way, guys. There are two major wildfires in the state that have been destroying homes and in some cases entire towns. The Northern Fire, which is known by an appropriately relaxed name, the Camp Fire, erupted November 8th in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada Mountains and has taken the lives of over 23 people, with over 100 unaccounted for as of the time of this taping. The size and damage of the fire is immense. Like, it's burned over 109,000 acres and completely destroyed the town of Paradise, California.
Yeah.
Yeah. The images are fucking insane.
It's crazy. Like, I'm pretty close to Paradise, California, and I heard from somebody who lives in the area, like, the town literally burned to the ground, like the high school, all the major facilities, like nothing left, just totally burned down. It's insane.
Yeah, it looks like the scene like in Terminator 2, like when the bomb went off.
With the drums. More than 5,000 firefighters fought the blaze this weekend, that blaze particularly. Down in SoCal, Southern California, almost 500 miles away, the Woolsey Fire is spanning across more than 83,000 acres and ripped through arguably the most exclusive and expensive real estate market in the country, Malibu. This fire has killed at least two people and has caused more than 250,000 people to evacuate their homes. It's heavily affecting the areas of Thousand Oaks, which you guys may remember was the scene of a random nightclub shooting last week by a confused, soulless piece of human shit whose parents are also probably pieces of human personified garbage. The scared loser shot up Borderline Bar, which happens to be regularly frequented by members of my family, which kind of pissed me off. They live down the road. He fired his gun into a crowd on college night at the bar. Well, the undateable man with white trash facial features posted on Instagram, quote, "Fact is, I had no reason to do it, and I just thought life is boring, so why not?" He made that post during the shooting.
What? Oh, my God. Like, right before he went and did it or something, or right after?
He made posts, like, before, during, and not after, because he shot himself.
I can't even begin to get in the mind of these psychopaths, and I'm not trying to condone violence, but if you're really going to do this, why wouldn't you shoot up, like, the Bobo Club, like those guys fucking dogs or something like that?
Get a ticket to Thailand, shoot up the Bobo Club.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen other posts where he's definitely suffering from PTSD, and he was basically like, I'm suffering. How many more people have to suffer and go through this? Like, basically, this is the reason I'm doing it. Like, maybe try to learn from this in a way, which is really fucking insane.
So he's going
to
kill a bunch of innocent people so that he feels better and other people feel better. Makes a lot of sense.
I'm just saying what he posted.
Right, the only lesson from this story that's positive is just don't trust people that start explaining things to you by saying, "fact is." So if someone starts being like, "fact is," walk away.
Too bad that fire didn't burn him a week ago.
Well, back to the fires, Mark. Those who are not familiar with Southern California, a lot of the area that's being affected are popular movie and TV filming locations, along with the chosen residents of larger name celebrities. So, like, Gerard Butler's house was half destroyed. The Bachelor Mansion is being threatened, and a number of high-profile celebs, including the rulers of the Illuminati. If, in fact, there were an Illuminati, the Kardashian-Jenners have had to evacuate their homes.
Westworld set was burned down, except for that one church, which is a little creepy.
Yeah, if you guys are Planet of the Apes fans, Malibu State Park is where they shot all those movies. That's on fire.
If anyone actually understands Westworld, DM me.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area that's being burned down. It's crazy.
Are there just a bunch of, like, black bears and mountain lions, like, running the streets now too?
Well, the mountain lion population in Southern California is so great that they've literally built natural bridges across highways so that they could not be so they don't get contained by.
Pretty sure mountain lions can evade a fire.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, they're so fast.
What any news on Steven Seagal's house? Are there just a bunch of Asian women and Russian women running in the streets? Or?
I haven't heard much news about Steven Seagal's house. We'll have to get back to you on that one.
He's got a lot of help there. He can probably battle the fire with some water. Like if he's got everybody manning a fire hose or something.
There's nothing like the determination of an Eastern European. There's no way they're gonna let that house burn. The containment of the fire stands at 10% as of now. Let's see what the internet has to say. So Donald Trump says there is no reason for these massive, deadly, and costly forest fires in California, except that forest management is so poor. Billions of dollars are given each year with so many lives lost, all because of gross mismanagement of forests. Remedy now or no more Fed payments. Followed it up with proper forest management, we can stop the devastation constantly going on in California. Get smart. Yeah. Well, the California Professional Firefighters President Brian Rice says the president's message attacking California and threatening to withhold aid to the victims of this cataclysmic fires is ill-informed, ill-timed, and demeaning to those who are suffering, as well as the men and women who are on the front lines. And then the Pasadena Firefighters Association tweeted, "Mr. President, with all due respect, you are wrong. The fires in SoCal are urban interface fires and have nothing to do with forest management. Come to SoCal and learn the facts and help the victims."
Yeah, that's Southern California. I mean, I think who knows what's going on up north. I mean, there's nothing to joke about in general with the fires, so they're right. It was bad timing by President Trump.
He should take a beat, if you ask.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's a serious situation. Thank you to all the firefighters. They're working around the clock, like everywhere in the whole area. The firefighters are in California helping around the clock. And
probably Nevada and other states probably lending a hand.
Texas definitely. Is sending all a bunch Reno now, too. Guys are out there. So.
Yep. All right, moving on. Joaquin Archivaldo Guzman Loera. Ever heard of him?
Who?
Huh?
Well, how about if I call him by his drug lord name, El Chapo? That ring a bell?
Yeah. El Chapo. Oh,
I've definitely done some of his code.
Yeah. The guy that escapes everything. So.
Yes, yes. Well, his trial is set to begin tomorrow in Brooklyn, New York, and I am sure as shit glad I am not on that jury or anywhere near that trial. Mm-hmm. El Chapo, which is Mexican slang for shorty, because El Chapo is a very stocky gentleman, is the 61-year-old and former, probably still current leader of the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, and is being charged with 17 counts involving his international drug trafficking operation, including weapons charges, money laundering, and while Chapo is not officially being charged with murder, prosecutors will attempt to tie him to many, many homicides.
Which how many 30, of those?
30.
How many of those homicides were jurors?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He's been jailed twice.
He should be called the Chode.
Yeah.
Yes.
The infamous Chodo. El Chodo.
Yeah, 30 is definitely on the lower side of the actual murders this guy has ordered or committed. El Chapo is said to have made over $14 billion in his career, so the U.S. government will be going after that money.
Take notes, Q.
Woo! Listen up.
Yeah, so the jury selection for this trial was insane and very private for safety reasons, of course. Basically, how it would go is one by one, jurors were asked about their feelings about drugs, their connection to law enforcement, and whether they feared the cartel would chop their heads off in their sleep if selected. All while El Chapo was just feet away from them, likely just giving them the old slit your throat sign, staring them down. I've heard he actually didn't do that. He was actually just looking at the interpreter the whole time. So some jurors confessed they feared for distant family members that may be in danger if selected, like my parents or siblings that might not be under the protection that they are afforded. And one woman confessed to Googling Guzman and kill jurors. I'd be Googling how to 100% get out of jury duty or saving up a big shit to throw at the judge in court the next day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would definitely be doing fake seizures and like wearing an I Heart the Cartel shirt. Yeah,
talking in tongues. Sure.
I'd start it off with, "Judge, look, I'm a big cartel guy. You know that."
How many new substitute teachers and like soccer referees you think showed up to these jurors' families' like lives for their kids?
Oh, God. That's scary. God. They don't know how to speak any English. Mr.
Rodriguez is going to be subbing for the class today.
He just wants you to write a paper on loyalty.
Yeah. Now, Guzman's lawyers have said that El Chapo has promised he will not kill any of the jurors.
That's good.
That's something you want to take.
A promise from El Chapo not to kill you is like a promise from a $20 prostitute that she doesn't have herpes.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much. Yeah, he certainly will likely order some killings or intimidation tactics. I mean, if he was smart, he would just intimidate them to, you know, say they can't decide, or they say not guilty instead of just killing them. The U.S. Marshals Service will be protecting and escorting each of the 12 jurors selected, and each day an armed guard will take them to and from their homes to the courthouse. So, like, can you imagine how fucking tired these jurors are going to be during the trial? Every noise in the house at night is absolutely a cartel member just coming to kill you and your entire family, because the marshals outside are already dead. I mean, it's yeah. it's got to be scary.
That jury's going to deliberate for 7 seconds.
Yeah. Why isn't the dog barking?
Not guilty.
Yeah. One juror has also said to have been crying and begging Judge Brian Cogan to let her off because some of her coworkers had already identified her as one of the potential jurors because she had missed work. So she feared who else might know she is. But the judge dismissed her request, saying that if he let her cry her way out of the responsibility, he would no doubt have everyone begging.
If one of you's going to die, all of you's going to die. So. Yeah, exactly.
Is Judge Brian Cogan terminal or something?
Why is he taking
that? Yeah, don't take that job, man. Yeah,
if I was him, I'd recuse myself somehow. Yeah, one of the jurors looked the judge in the eye and said, "Why are you doing this to me?"
Yeah. So the trial is set to take place in Brooklyn, has been a long time coming. El Chapo was convicted of homicide and drug charges in Mexico back in 1993, but escaped prison twice, once in 2001 and 2015, and thus avoided trial in the U.S. until now. El Chapo's legal team, which is supposedly costing him around $5 million, is composed of Jeffrey Lichtman, who once successfully defended the son of John Gotti, as well as numerous other lawyers who previously defended some of El Chapo's rivals. Those guys have to have balls, too. I mean, the consequences of not getting El Chapo off have
You're
to be
dead.
Very stiff. Yeah.
Yeah, they're lawyers. They want money.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, El Chapo's proven time and time again through, like, extravagant means and resources that he does not want to be in jail.
No.
So those jurors are in grave danger.
He literally had a tunnel.
He'll do anything.
He had a tunnel built from 600 yards away to his bathroom, to his toilet in his jail cell.
He will do anything to not be in jail.
He will kill your children.
Mr. Rodriguez will kill your children. Yeah.
So I'm sure there's going to be a few mishaps along the way. So far, the only real request El Chapo has had is for a brief hug from his wife, who had not seen in 2 years, a request that was denied by the judge. Probably a bad move on the judge,
because he was going to kill her with that hug.
Or give him some kind of information.
Just whisper, like, kill them all.
Yeah. Kill them all, honey.
I'll see you soon. They're all dead.
You know what to do.
Going to the internet, the only comment we have is Casey Mooney says, "Days when I'm thankful to have a felony. Ha ha."
Oh, yeah. I would. That's a brilliant comment. And if I was a juror, I would catch a quick felony just to get off the jury.
What a good sense of humor Casey's got.
Yeah. What was he arrested for, being hilarious? Let's take it to the soft corner.
Sitting in the corner of the macho man Randy Savage is quite an honor.
Uganda is going straight to the soft corner for their stance and actions against pornography, specifically against women in pornography. Uganda instituted an anti-pornography law in 2014, which called for up to 5 to 10 year jail terms for people that produced or acted in or distributed pornography. Depending on how you were involved with pornography, there's a bunch of different clauses that can like weigh in on how long that they're going to send you to
jail. And this is adult pornography, not child pornography.
Yes, they have one clause for child pornography, but I'm specifically talking about
this is regular good blue-blooded pornography.
Right. No dogs involved. A leading Ugandan music producer known as Didi was sentenced to 4 years in jail in 2014. He was one of the first people to get arrested, and he was making music videos that violated the strict anti-pornography laws. He claimed when he was at trial he had no idea his videos like Touch My Pussy and Ass Hall of Fame violated any laws. It was news to him.
They were just hits.
Yeah.
They were just smash hits.
The Ugandan government recently added the Pornography Control Committee, like around 2018. The PCC, otherwise known as the Boner Police, is the committee that is executing the anti-pornography laws currently and arresting people and stuff. So in June 2018, the PCC, under the direction of the Ministry of Ethics, issued arrest warrants for 8 people, including model and socialite Judith Hurd. Hurd, who is a mother of 3, was first blackmailed in 2013 for $3,000 by someone who got a hold of nude photos of her, which she claimed she didn't send to anyone. So she said it was like taken from an old phone or she was hacked. She refused to pay back then, and then the photos were leaked online, and she was arrested in June 2018, years later. Two other cases were student and model Lillian Ricondo and police officer Esther Akal. And Akal, who had just a partially nude photo, was taken in uniform, and that circulated, the picture with her in uniform circulated online, and she claims it was photo photoshopped by an ex-boyfriend. She was like, I was just in uniform, and he photoshopped it to make me look half nude.
Damn.
So they arrested her.
That's fucking crazy. So in Uganda, you can just like post a picture of your ex and she goes to jail.
Correct. Revenge porn is what they call it, and that's soft as hell by Uganda to go after these women. The men could also should also theoretically get arrested as well, but it's hard to prove it. It's easy to see, hey, that's definitely the police officer. I know who she is. She's arrested. And then when she says, it was my boyfriend that posted it, they're like, yeah, we don't really have the resources to look into that, but we know it was you, so you're arrested.
Ma'am, his Photoshop soft. Work is too good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. So we know, here, let me read a quote. We know that she took the photo privately, but we also ask, why did she take it in the first place? Annette Kazabu, Boner Police Chairman, said. Where do we want to see Uganda the next 50 years? Do we want to be led by perverts? Marriage breakdown, the spread of HIV, teenage pregnancies, and domestic violence are among the dangers of pornography, she went on to say. Hey, listen, Annette. If porn increased the chances of contracting HIV, even Magic Johnson's doctors would have a tough time keeping me alive. So I'm going to call bullshit on a few of the things you're saying. And just in general, Uganda, you're soft as shit for going against porn and for attacking these women that are victims of revenge porn. Let the guys jerk off and stop revenge porning people, Uganda.
I mean, like, they probably have a point that porn could be problematic for some people, like, who are trying to maintain, like, healthy relationships, but it gets in the way or whatever. But jailing people who are in porns for, like, 5 to 10 years, do they think that all porn is just going to be wiped off the face of the earth if Ugandans aren't making it? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're only concerned about themselves, but it seems a little harsh for porn.
Or getting HIV.
You're
in a bathroom,
I'm just
like,
for some
thinking
people
about
who may have like an addiction or some shit. I don't know.
Easy, Will. Coming from the guy that suggested that incels get a hand job at age like 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like about to have sex with
maybe,
a questionable.
Maybe back off internet porn. Stop attacking
a questionable sexual partner, and then you beat it, and then you're like, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'm going to go home instead of getting that HIV.
Yeah.
You're hitting too close to home, Will.
All right. I'll shut up.
All right, that's it.
All right, some other headlines we couldn't get to. A machine recount of Florida votes is underway for the governorship as well as one of the federal Senate seats. The Republican candidates won both of the initial election counts by less than 0.5%, which requires a recount in Florida. If the machine recount is still within 0.25%, then a hand recount will be done. So it's going to take a long-ass time. And as you can imagine, the Republicans who won the initial counts are not happy about it.
Don't worry, guys. It's Florida. They're going to get it right.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Somewhere Al Gore is just taking this news out on SUV driver's tires.
Oh, yeah. Big time. There's going to be a lot of Hummers with flat tires in the morning. CNN is reportedly getting ready to sue the White House over the suspension of Jim Acosta's press credentials. The White House has accused Acosta of being rough with an intern who was trying to wrestle the mic away from him last week during a press briefing type situation. CNN versus the White House is like watching a beef between two college a cappella teams. It's entertaining for a few seconds and then nauseating for the entire rest of the time.
Yeah, this is bullshit that they're suspending his press credential, but specifically bullshit that they're suspending his press credential and claiming that he was rough with the intern, which he was not whatsoever rough with the intern at all.
He's just guilty of being himself, which is an annoying asshole.
So. Yeah, but like freedom of the press, he was just trying to get an answer out of the president. He can't suspend his press credential. That's not
he
right.
Was, yeah, he was being an asshole too, but he was talking over other press members. So,
if they had any rules on being judgy and pretentious, he would have been out a long time ago.
Yeah. All right. Medals of Freedom. Over the weekend, the White House announced that 7 people, including Elvis Presley, Babe Ruth, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, Senator Orrin Hatch, Miriam Adelson, Alan Page, and Roger Staubach, will be given the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Trump. You got to love Trump. Throwing up some love for the guy most happy not to have lived during the Me Too era, Babe Ruth.
Yeah, he would have gotten a pass, though.
Pete Davidson and Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw made up over the weekend, with Davidson apologizing for his comments about Crenshaw's eye or whatever, and then Crenshaw running a gag on SNL with an Ariana Grande ringtone going off. So then Crenshaw encouraged Americans everywhere to salute veterans with the phrase, "Never forget," to let them know that you are in it with them. So never forget, everybody.
I liked Crenshaw's or Pete Davidson's joke about how he looks like a guy who would make vape juice in a bathtub.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Well, it was a good segment. I like that.
Yeah,
that's SNL segment. Yeah.
It was definitely a good patching up of that horrible segment he ran the week before. And that's it for today. Enjoy the colder weather. It's getting that time of year where you can keep your beers outside and they stay cold, so enjoy that. Congrats to King Keel for winning this week's t-shirt contest. We'll get another t-shirt contest going after our next round of merch release. And have an incredible Monday. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. See you.